This is You Gotta Be Careful With Those Older Men, a Young Justice fanfic written by Suzuki Blue and read by
Rhea314
and Rena Jenkins. Story is rated PG-13 with no pairings, unless you count little boy hero crushes.
You know you're being followed, right? Robin asks with a pointed quirk of an eyebrow the moment they meet up, and Superboy just frowns and looks back over his shoulder. The little boy who's been trailing him the past 6 blocks ducks behind the nearest mailbox, his little green sneakers just barely visible beneath it.
Yeah, he keeps doing it, he says awkwardly, rubbing the back of his neck. I think he's taking pictures. Is that, normal?
Not so much, Robin says dryly, rolling his eyes behind his sunglasses, heading back towards the kid. He's probably lost or something. Come on, this is Gotham, dude. Middle of the day or not, you can't just leave a 5-year-old wandering around alone.
I was wandering around alone, Superboy replies as he follows him, puzzled.
Okay, technically you have a point, but still, really not the same thing, Robin tells him ruefully, then sighs in aggravation as the kid peeks around the mailbox and sees them coming and immediately hides beneath it. Well, at least he's not running.
Is he scared? Superboy asks, frowning.
Dude, how do I know? I'm not McGann. Robin scoffs dismissively. Just don't straight out uproot the mailbox and we'll see, okay?
I wasn't going to, Superboy mutters.
And Robin ignores him and drops into a crouch next to the mailbox, peering underneath it. The kid is really small, maybe 5 or 6, with tidy black hair and big blue eyes, and he has a little toy camera tucked in against his chest, one of those digital ones that looks like a Fisher-Price toy or something. Hey, kiddo, he greets cheerfully. You following me, buddy?
Nuh-uh, the kid lies with no visible shame, and Robin immediately decides he likes him.
Really? Okay, what are you doing then? He asks, amused.
Nothing, the kid says, petulantly, and wraps his pudgy little arms around his camera. It's cute. Like, if he thought kids were cute, it'd be cute.
He could half swear he's seen this one before, too.
But you're not doing nothing, Superboy says, frowning. You're hiding. Nothing else, the kid says, and just barely peeks out from underneath the mailbox with a shy expression.
Hey, I think he likes you, Soupy, Robin cracks, grinning up to the other, who looks torn between being bothered and being flattered. What's your name, kid?
I'm not supposed to talk to strangers, the kid says, in this ridiculously serious little voice. And Robin just laughs and ducks down lower, reaching under the mailbox to grab the back of the kid's jacket and check the tag. Unsurprisingly, for a kindergarten-ish-er, there's a name written in it.
Timmy Drake, he reads off. Okay, Timmy Drake, do you know your phone number, or are we lucky enough that your mom wrote that somewhere, too? The kid clams up, and Superboy crouches down with a curious expression.
How did you know his name was inside his jacket? He asks.
It's a gilly thing. They do it when their kids go to school and have to hang all those little coats in the cubbyholes together. Robin replies dismissively, taking note of just how nice a little coat this one is and wondering how a kid whose parents would buy him clothes that nice got separated from them in Gotham. They're uptown, at least. And again, it's the middle of the day. But seriously, people, Gotham.
What's a gilly? Superboy asks, and Robin drops the kid's coat like a hot coal.
Frick, that was circus lingo. And yeah, it was a little thing, but Batman would have his ass. It means normal? You know, like a civilian.
Gilly, Superboy repeats thoughtfully, And Robin just hopes the guy doesn't decide to try the word out for himself. Oh, ever? At least not while Batman's around.
So, no phone number, he asks Timmy cheerfully. And the kid stays clammed up and scoots back a little farther under the mailbox. Which would work better if there were more room down there? Either of them could dart a hand around the side of the thing and yank him out by his belt right now. Okay, then. Cops? Cops are good at tracking down people's legal guardians. It's their job. And they're nice and trustworthy. You're still young enough, you probably buy that, right?
Gotham PD has been recorded as consistently supporting one of the highest rates of corruption on the East Coast, Timmy states, matter-of-factly. Robin blinks and tilts his head.
That was way better grammar than before, he accuses, and grabs him out from underneath the mailbox. Timmy squeaks in surprise, clutching his little camera tighter, and Robin fixes him with a look. Don't con a con, kid.
It's your job, too, Timmy replies after a moment, eyeing him right back with a little pout. Superheroes are supposed to help lost kids.
Seriously, we need to get you a mask, Robin says, shooting Superboy a dubious look. He just looks put out again.
Superman doesn't wear a mask, he says.
Not when he's Superman, no, Robin snorts, then fixes Timmy with another look. Are you even actually lost? The kid shakes his head and Robin rolls his eyes. Fine, let's get going, he sighs. You tell us which way and we'll make sure nobody weird picks you up while we're getting there, okay?
You're weird, Timmy says, like he's reminding them.
Anybody bad weird. Geez, kid, what do you want here? Robin snorts and passes the kid off into Superboy's arms because, yeah, maybe Timmy's pretty small, but so is he, and there isn't enough bat training in the world to make it worth carrying half your own body weight who knows how far when you've got a teammate with super strength right there. Superboy frowns, and Timmy blinks up at him, then lifts his camera and takes a picture. Superboy startles in surprise at the flash and nearly drops him. Hey, hey, be careful, Robin protests indignantly, and Superboy winces in embarrassment.
Sorry, he says. I've never had a picture taken that close. People take them, he knows, but they're usually pretty far back, out of the line of fire and out of his range of attention. Now you have, Timmy says, in that little serious business voice, then shows him the picture on the screen. Superboy stiffens slightly, frowning at it. He looks like Superman, obviously. He doesn't look enough like Superman, though, because Superman could never look so awkward. Timmy starts pressing buttons, and a series of little cartoony frames pop up around the picture. He settles on one that's mostly hearts and stars and saves it, and Robin starts sniggering.
Aw, he really does like you, Soupy. Although, you know, he might be a little mature for you. You gotta be careful with those older men. He teases again, patting Superboy's shoulder as they start back the way the other two came, and earning a scowl for it. Timmy takes a picture of him, too, and saves it with a Halloween-y border around it. Something orange and black, anyway, with lots of spider webs and bats and further bats. Batman is going to kill him for being this obvious. Seriously, a 5-year-old just ID'd him based solely off the fact he's hanging out with Superboy and being a smart aleck. You know you gotta delete that, right? He asks the kid, eyeing him, and Timmy clutches his camera to his chest and gives him a big, wet-eyed look. Batman is totally going to kill him. Well, don't go showing it around to any supervillains or reporters, at least, he grumbles. And Timmy's little face lights up like freaking Christmas, and he beams down at him all happily, and then starts showing Superboy the pictures he spent those 6 blocks taking. Most of them don't have any more of the silly little kid clip art, but the ones that do are distinctly heart-related. Superboy gets increasingly bemused, and after a certain point, Robin's too busy sniggering to pay attention to the pictures anymore. He can't believe how many the kid took. How long was Superboy letting him follow like that anyway?
Huh, Superboy says, blinking at the camera. He's looking at a picture of Dick Grayson and Bruce Wayne standing outside the front gates of Wayne Manor and framed with that Halloween-y border.
So, anyway, who wants to go get ice cream first? Say, in the Batcave? Robin suggests conversationally, clapping his hands together. Roundaboutly, mind. No offense, Soupy, but the boss is not going to want you knowing the direct route.
Oh, I know it! I know it! Timmy says gleefully, an eager hand shooting up into the air.
Oh, God.
The end.
Yay!